Welcome to Red, White, and Brown, the podcast that discusses the interesting upbringing of Desi American immigrants and what happens when the Eastern culture meets the Western world. I'm Prirak, a first-generation Desi American.
And I'm Sophia, also a first-generation Desi American. Today we're going to be talking about dating, how it differs here in the U.S. versus back home, explaining it to our parents, and then, as always, some audience hypothetical questions. So let's start with the basics. Prirak, how would you describe dating, and what is it, and like how does it differ here versus like back home?
Well, I think dating, at least here in America, is almost described, I would describe it to my parents as like, you're trying to go around trying to find the right person who fits your values, what you're looking for, and ultimately what you're looking for in your future. And I think, at least in America, there's not as big of an emphasis on family. It's much more individualistic. So I think it's more like one-on-one compatibility. One big difference I've noticed, and again, I only lived in India for about 6 years, but the one big thing is in India, it seems like there's much more of an emphasis on family, a lot more emphasis on culture. They see marriage as much more of a, not even marriage, even dating in India, much more of a joint
like families
relationship.
Sort of, yeah.
It's not just a relationship between two people, but a relationship between two families. So there's a lot more cultural value ingrained in that. The other difference between American dating and Indian dating is American dating tends to be a bit more liberal in the sense that you can start earlier. I think in America, you can start dating. I remember people were dating in middle school for my classmates.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Whereas in India, at least based on my cousin's anecdotes that I've heard, you're pretty much restricted to, you know, your own sex, and you're kind of expected to have, you know, only female friends if you're a female, only guy friends if you're a guy, until you get to maybe like college
age,
even, where you're like liberal. And so I'd say those two are the big differences where, you know, the here there's a bigger individualistic emphasis, and in India, at least I noticed, there's a bigger cultural emphasis, and then that whole aspect of kind of staying within your own sex until you get to a certain age, and then you kind of branch out in India.
Got it.
About you? What do you think?
Well, okay, so I did not grow up in Pakistan or India, so I guess I can't say from like personal experience where the differences lie, but my thoughts are that for Desis living in Western countries, the issue is like balancing expectations of family and like the traditional values with what the Western people around you are doing. That's sort of like where I think the differences lie. So I think in the subcontinent, there's sort of an understanding of like what the cultural values are, and like some families might be more traditional than others, but I think everyone pretty much understands what the cultural values are. And like, you know, if you're not allowed to hang out with people of the opposite gender, then like, I don't think that's considered weird or confusing. I think like people get
they expect it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And like here in the US, that tension arises when kids around you start dating and, you know, boys and girls are hanging out alone with each other from age like 13, 14. And that's generally not something that South Asian families for the most part are going to be on board with. Right.
Especially parents. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And so like, I think around that age is when you start to realize how big the cultural divide is. And like, it's like you said, I remember when I was in middle school, I would be on the school bus in like seventh grade, and I had friends who would talk about dates that they went on, and I was just like so confused about how they're going on dates at that age. And they would be like, oh yeah, my mom dropped me off and then picked me up. And I was just like, what? Like, your mom let you go on a date? Like,
I didn't even know what a date was.
I like, didn't even believe it. Yeah. I was so confused. So yeah, I think that's sort of like the major difference. And like here, dating is obviously, it's very much like spending time alone together, like having intimate relationships. And, you know, I think back in the subcontinent, it might be normal to like not get to spend as much time together. Like you might have to sneak around a little bit more from what I've heard.
Yeah.
Or like talk on the phone, or like get to know each other a little bit more through messaging rather than like just being alone together all the time.
Yeah.
So
my mom and dad met by sneaking around, so I'm sure they can relate to that.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm sure my parents did too.
Exactly.
For sure. That's funny.
One thing to really kind of drive home this point, and I don't know how accurate this is because again, as I didn't live in India, but there is this scene in Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham where Amitabh Bachchan is kind of talking to Shah Rukh Khan. And for those of you who don't know, Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham is about, you know, a family where the son falls in love with a woman outside his class.
Yeah, it's like outside of his social class.
And so in this scene, Amitabh Bachchan is saying, like, oh, you can't see this woman because she's outside of our class.
Yeah, let's play the clip.
Ek baar bhi tumne nahi socha ki kya wo ladki hamare sanskar, hamari sanskriti samajh payegi? Kya ye ladki hamari reeti rivaaj samajh payegi? Kya ye ladki hamare kaayde, hamare usoolon ko samajh payegi? Kya wo is parivar ki parampara ka palan kar payegi? Kya wo? Tumne soch kaise liya ki wo हमारे परिवार का एक हिस्सा बन सकती है? कैसे सोच ले तुमने कि वो मेरे परिवार का हिस्सा बन सकती है? कैसे सोच लिया?
सोचा कहां पापा? सोचा तो बिल्कुल नहीं.
Okay, so wow, that's a very intense clip. And of course, some of it is hyperbole. I don't actually think there's this much of an emphasis, but this is Bollywood. but the biggest point I think to bring home from that is clearly, as you can see, there's a lot more that goes into a relationship in India than just like
whether
two
the two
like
people, yeah. It's more of like, do the families match one another?
Exactly, like, exactly. Yeah. And I think that clip kind of brings that point home really well. And that's why I really like it. Who doesn't love K3G? So.
The classic.
So at this point, let's discuss a bit more about the Desi mentality, about this aspect about, you know, how boys and girls shouldn't be together between age 0 to 18, but then when you turn 18, you slowly start seeing this transition into, are you seeing anyone yet? Why aren't you married? You know, those questions start popping up a bit. So why don't we talk a bit more about that? Because the quote I always hear is like, focus on your career. And I got that for so long, you know, until I was 18.
Probably just until like recently.
Exactly. And now recently the quote has now become like, so what's been going on like outside of school? And I'm like, where did this transition come from? So what do you think?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. There is such a sharp dichotomy. I feel like growing up, you know, when I was in middle school, high school, dating was just not something that would have been okay.
It wasn't something that existed.
Like, no. I didn't talk to boys, okay? Yeah, exactly. but then once I was in college, even then I did not really talk about boys with my parents or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I was in my senior year, that's when I met my now fiance. Mm-hmm. And that is like, I was 20 years old and like, that's when I introduced him to my parents. And like, that was when it was okay. Mm. And I was 20. before that, like I'd never introduced anyone to my parents. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I had introduced someone to them, even like a couple years before, like when I was 17 or 18, they would have been like, no, like focus on school. Yeah. You're too young.
Yeah, gotcha.
But like 20 was okay. And even then I was nervous about like introducing him. I thought they would be like, oh, like, are you sure? But, I mean, it was okay, but I think there definitely is that sharp dichotomy. And there's so many funny Desi memes about that topic, mm-hmm. too.
Absolutely. And for everyone listening, you did recently get engaged, right?
I did.
So congratulations
on
that.
Thank you.
That's so awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
But yeah, I totally agree. I think 20 is a pretty good number. And I think it also reflects well onto our parents, because my parents also got married pretty young. Mm-hmm. I don't know about your parents, but at least in India,
my mom was 19.
19? Yeah. So my mom was 21 when she had me.
Yeah,
so they got married
young.
When she was 20.
Younger than us.
Exactly. Yeah. And so they understand that maybe in our generation we're doing a little bit more, but at the same time, at the back of their head, they're like, oh, when I was your age, you know, I was already
married. Exactly. I was having kids.
So that's why I think 20 is a 20 or whatever age they ended up getting married is usually a big reflection.
That's true.
And that tends to be around 20, I think.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. I would agree with that. And I feel like, I will say though, even once I introduced my fiance to my parents, it's not like they were completely okay with anything and everything. Like, we don't live together. Like, we don't travel together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though, like, I had introduced him to them, it wasn't like they were okay with anything, you know, like they're still like conservative and like traditional about things. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, they definitely want to know that you're like settling down and like have found someone and won't end up alone, basically.
Absolutely.
Which is like their worst nightmare.
For some reason. Yes.
Yes.
So now let's try to empathize a bit with our parents, because I think there is clearly gaps between where our parents are coming from and where we are.
Yeah, for sure.
We can first talk about, you know, how we would describe dating to our parents, because I think that's always a fun exercise to see how we describe it. And then we can also talk a bit about maybe how they would describe dating, whatever it meant to them, mm-hmm. when it happened for them, how would they would describe...
how they would describe how it to us? Yeah. Yeah. Why don't we start with that? Like, yeah. what it was like back then.
Okay. Let's yeah. do that.
Okay. Should I start?
Yeah, you should go.
Okay. So, I feel like from what I have heard from my mom, it was a lot of, like, talking on the phone, sometimes, like, behind their parents' back. not as much spending time together in person alone.
Yeah.
I think they, like, once my parents got engaged, they did, like, go on dates and stuff. But before that, I do not think they... At least, like, my grandparents did not know if my mom was spending any time alone with my dad.
So they went on dates after they were engaged.
Yes.
There's definitely a meme.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Like, what would people think about the order of that? Like, yeah. get engaged, and then you can date.
Yeah, that's exactly... There's a meme that says exactly that. We'll link it in the show notes.
Well, yeah. Yeah, let's link it. That's perfect. Yeah. And I feel like also the other thing is, like, there was a pretty quick turnaround, I think, between, like, talking to someone and, like, getting to know them a little bit and then going to their family with a rishta. Mm-hmm. I don't think it... You know, now it's, like, you date for, like, 3-4 years before getting engaged, and I feel like since there was less freedom back then, you would just, like, kind of get engaged to get things moving along almost.
Yeah. It happened relatively quickly for my parents as well. And I think part of that was the culture that existed in India, but part of that may have also been just parents... doing what they did. So I think for my parents, it was a love marriage. And for what that means for anyone who doesn't know what a love marriage is kind of like secretly dating and like not necessarily that they had an arranged marriage, which is what mm-hmm. India is known for, where your parents kind of set you up with someone and you get married.
Like so, you meet them the first time when your parents set you up.
Exactly. And a love marriage is more like you find a person that you're interested in and you bring them up to your parents.
Right.
So my parents
It's like the meme. It's yeah. like the meme where love marriage is you marry your girlfriend.
Exactly.
Arranged marriage is you marry someone else's girlfriend.
Exactly. As you can tell, we know our memes, so that's yes. exactly right.
Did our research.
So my parents were a love marriage, but as you said, it was very similar. Like, it was a lot of, like, sneaking around, I'm sure. It was a lot of, like, my dad knew he liked my mom, and my mom was like, cool, I know this guy exists. But at the end of the day, my mom was still like, I still need to get approval from my family. And my dad was like, okay, I'm willing to, like, you know, make my
pitch to your family. Yeah.
And so there was still that aspect of cultural involvement and making sure that you still had the family on board. They weren't going to like just completely be like, oh, we clearly are very interested in each other and therefore we don't care about what our family thinks. It was
right,
like,
of course not.
We have this mutual interest, but we still need to listen to our family. And my mom's to this day had said, if her dad had said no, she would not have married my dad.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could see, like, just how important family was.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, my parents also had a love marriage, and they were in the U.S., actually. Mm-hmm. My mom pretty much grew up here, and my dad was a little older when he came, but they had this whole, like, love marriage situation in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And even then, it was like my dad's family came to my mom's family with a proposal. Like, it wasn't... It definitely wasn't something that just, like, happened on its own. It was, like, the families were very involved exactly. in all of that.
So the reoccurring theme is clearly family.
Yes. Doesn't matter whether you're back in the subcontinent or here. It's, exactly. like, family's going to be family.
Exactly. So now let's flip the table and describe how we would describe dating here in the States to anyone who is an immigrant parent coming in who may not understand what exactly dating is, because it's a very weird word and a very odd concept for someone who may not know about it.
Yeah.
I'll go first. So I'd say dating, if you don't know about it, is very similar to kind of what would happen in any other place when you're trying to find a significant other, which is you're putting yourself out there, you're seeing if there's someone who you resonate with, who you get along with, who has similar hobbies to you, who has similar interests to you. But the only difference is that it's happening at a pretty early age and that it can take many forms. So dates can be in the form of like social gatherings, you can go to movies. It's basically an event where two people can come together over a joint interest and see if they get along. And if they do, they can explore that a bit further. And that's how I would describe dating.
Yeah.
What about you?
I guess I would describe it to like immigrant parents who maybe don't have as much experience that in the U.S. as like spending time with someone to get to know them better and like determine if they're a good fit for you. And I would emphasize that like the goal is to sort of make a decision about whether or not to commit to that person for the long term and like to get to know them and see what they're like when they're not on their best behavior. Because like obviously everyone is going to be really nice when you first meet them, but you kind of need to spend more time with someone to like determine how well you fit together.
Exactly. Yeah, I think so. And I think that's one thing that might be tough for immigrant parents to swallow because they don't spend as much time together with each other before they get married.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
It usually works for them. But I think the difference is here they need to understand that the culture is a bit more like time sensitive. Like we do want to spend time with the other person and make sure we do click on certain barometers that otherwise they may not have thought were necessary.
And I would say like obviously the divorce rate and stuff is lower in South Asian countries than in Western countries, but that doesn't necessarily mean that people are happier together, you know, just because of the stigma around
point.
It.
So I like that answer. Yeah, spending time with someone to see if you really do mesh on all levels and at all times because you don't know how the other person will be at all the times.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Great. What do you want to talk about next?
So we can talk about some of the challenges that first generations like us face with dating. I think that could be something good to cover. Do you want to go first or should I?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you're engaged already, so you're I'll go first.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think the one challenge I have is really finding a balance between cultures, the Desi culture and American culture, which is so fitting for this podcast, and that's why we're doing an episode on this. As someone who clearly has lived in America for most of his life, there is a lot of American dating I value. Like, I do value this aspect of, you know, getting to know someone for a long period of time over multiple instances. But there is also an aspect of Indian culture that I don't want to let go of because I've been brought up with it.
Yeah.
You know, even though I would never lived in India for as long as my parents did, the amount they lived in India is, like, instilled in me by their upbringing, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah. I mean, you can't ever, like, divorce yourself from your ethnic background.
Exactly.
Like,
and so a lot of, like, you know, a lot of these Indian values, like, for example, like, I see myself living very close to my parents as I grew up. I see myself taking care of my parents when they get older. I see myself potentially, like, even having them move in as they're older. These are not things that American values, you know, necessarily are compatible with, because in America most parents will end up going to nursing homes and stuff like that.
And you don't like necessarily live with your in-laws. That's not a given.
But in India it's like more common than not to,
it's like,
know,
almost
be pretty close to your parents. So, you know, there's clearly a big bridge there. Like, I'm clearly interested in this American aspect of dating, but there's still these cultural values. Like, you know, whoever I'm with needs to understand that my family means a lot to me. Or whoever I'm with needs to understand that even if they don't understand the language, which is possible, right? Because you're in America, you could have different races, different ethnicities, different backgrounds come together. That even if they don't understand the language, they'd have to make a pretty big effort to mesh with my family.
Yeah.
And try to overlap that with these already existing norms that you have for dating, which is like, we have to get along, we have to have these interests, we have to have similar career interests, you have to have interests in, like, do you want a family or not? So that's already the bare minimum. And then add on top of that this, like, cultural requirement that the person has to kind of meet. And that almost makes it really, really difficult to try to find someone who fits the bill.
Yeah.
Because at that point, you want to have all those basic requirements felt, but you also want to add on this extra layer of cultural competence that not everyone has.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I personally think it can be difficult dating as a first-generation Desi American, because you really are trying to bridge two cultures, and that makes the probability a bit lower because it's multiplicative.
Yeah. I mean, I would totally agree with that. I think that one of the most challenging things for me, like, before when I was dating and stuff, was just, like, you know, you're in this country with so many people, but your dating pool definitely is limited. You know, if you add in restrictions like, oh, like, I'm only going to date a Muslim, and, like, he also has to be Desi, and, like, I want him to have a certain career, and, like, I want him to have grown up here in the U.S., and, like, when you add in all those restrictions, I feel like it definitely narrows the dating pool so much.
Exactly.
Like, for me, at least, it probably narrowed the dating pool down to, like, 1% of, like, the guys that I was around, right?
Exactly.
So, and that does make it really hard for a lot of people. You know, because it's not just, like, for a lot of people, it's not just, oh, I want to date someone that's Desi. It's, like, if you want them to match up on, like, religion or, like, you know, specific
values,
ethnicity within, like, Desi culture, like, that could, you know, that narrows it down. And then I feel like, wait, what were you going to say?
No, I totally agree with that. I think the biggest thing is, like, on top of that, let's say you even keep your pool wide open, expecting someone to come to you and be able to like kind of adapt to the values you're expecting mm-hmm. is still really hard. It's like asking a lot of the other person, right? And that can be really tough too.
It really is, yeah. And then I feel like my other biggest challenge was sort of just like the difference in norms of what people around me are doing and were doing versus like what my own family would have approved of. And like, for me, that means like I don't live with my fiance, whereas like a lot of Americans, like for them, that would be very normal. Like you move in together almost like before you get engaged or married, you know? Or like travel together, things like that, which, you know, there's still definitely a difference in like my family's values versus what everyone around me is doing.
And
like,
that narrows it down too, right?
Yeah.
So imagine if
you have to be with someone who's like okay with that.
Okay with that. Yeah. Exactly. So that's another challenge. That's a good point. Okay. Well, that's great. Yeah. We're almost at the end of the show. So let's end the show with some what ifs, which are always fun. So for anyone new, what ifs are basically hypothetical questions that are related to the episode that either Sophia or I get asked through our various social media outlets. So let's start. The first what if we have is just kind of at what age is it appropriate for a Desi American to tell, you know, their parents that they're dating? My answer to this from personal experience is, you know, for me, it happened in college. So if you're really lucky, maybe high school. If you have parents who were brought up mostly in America, then maybe high school will be okay. But if your parents are coming straight from a Desi country and haven't had, you know, college here or undergrad here, then they are probably going to be more okay. As we said, the golden number seems to be 18 to 20, at least from my experience. What about you?
Yeah, no, I agree. I started dating my fiance like my senior year of college, basically. And so I was 20.
Got it.
And I just remember being nervous about like telling my parents about him because I thought they would be like, oh, you need to focus on your career. And like at that point, I had applied to med school and I was like interviewing. So I hadn't like gotten in yet, but I'd applied to a lot of places. Like it was, I knew I would get in somewhere.
Yeah.
So like career stuff was going okay. But even then I was just like, I don't know, like I'm really nervous. And then it turned out like they were actually happy about it. 20 was the right age in their mind.
Great.
And they were just like, okay, like, is he the one? Like, okay, great. Like settle down. But I would say like, I would never have introduced anyone to my parents unless I was 100% sure that I was going to marry him.
Interesting.
And that is something that I think a lot of Desi girls can probably relate to a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just like not wanting to introduce anyone, or telling their parents that they're dating until they are pretty sure that like they have found the right person.
I can relate that to that as well. So I wouldn't introduce anyone to my parents either because I think they tend to just take it up many more notches than you expect. It's like, oh, this, you're dating someone, like you're going to marry this person. Cause that's like the next thing they jump to. So I do agree that it's a high bar.
Yeah. I mean, for them, it's like, why do you need to date if you're not going to get married? Like they're very, it's linked.
Exactly. Okay. So the next question, how do I even have a first conversation about dating? So if you're someone who's never talked to your parents about dating before, how do you bring it up?
Yeah.
I have a great life hack for you, and this worked really well for me, and I encourage you to try it. So if you have a younger sibling, you can totally use their big mouth to your advantage. So for me, for example, my sister would just be all up in my business most of the time, and so she would just know the name of like random girls that I would just hang out with, who I wasn't even necessarily dating.
But like then, maybe you were texting them or something.
Exactly.
Like,
So she would like implicitly mention these girls' names, and by the way, I was like 14, 15 at this time.
Oh my gosh.
And my parents, because it was coming from my sister, they'd be like, oh, who is this like girl she's talking about? And it was a really good soft open to kind of be like, oh, this is just like my classmate, you know, she sees her and my sister keeps talking to her and that's why she keeps saying her name. And that really worked well for me because even though I didn't end up dating any of those girls, my parents warmed up to the fact that I was talking to girls, which, you know, that's from a guy's perspective is easier because I think they're more lenient with guys, Stacey parents.
For sure. That would not have been okay. My parents would be like, what? Like, who is that person?
But if you're a guy, that definitely worked. My sister definitely worked well for me. I don't think she was trying to do it, but it worked well in the sense that after that point, my parents were like, oh yeah, he talks to girls. Yeah, I get
That's
it. They weren't as worried about it.
That's funny. I feel like for me that strategy would not work. This is like sort of embarrassing, but I literally had my mom tell my dad that I was quote unquote talking to a guy. Mm-hmm. And that was my fiance. And I like did not have that conversation with my dad one-on-one. Like my mom was the intermediary for all of that.
I think my sister did a similar thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't talk to my dad about
boys. Go through your mom. If you're a female listening to this, go through your mom. It's a good
actually,
idea.
Though, yeah, I feel I like that's a lot more common than you would think. And like a lot of my friends have done similar things where it's like the mom just tells the dad. And that sounds so like antiquated, but I feel like it's less awkward.
Dads are so protective. Yeah. Okay.
That's my strategy. Tell your mom first.
Okay. I like it. The next question. What if my parents don't react the way I expect them to when I tell them I'm dating someone? This is really tough. I think my answer is just time. I'd like to think that if you have Desi parents, there's this overwhelming Desi commandment, which is like love your offspring more than ever. And even though they don't always show it, if you give them enough time, I feel like to a certain extent, they might come around to it. And this is my whole Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gum thing coming in again. Because if you watch that movie, it's very similar where we had that scene earlier where Amitabh Bachchan is like, you can't marry this girl. She's not.
But they come around, though, in the end of the movie.
And I think
Spoiler alert. The movie's like 20 years old. But
of course. It's a Bollywood movie. So, of course, they come around. But I think the quote he says at the end is just like, we're your parents. The last thing we want to do is to see you hurt. And even though we may say things that upset you at the time, you have to know that at the end of the day, we want what's best for you. And that's like more Bollywood than needs to be in this episode. But honestly, I think there's a lot of truth to it. Like, just give them time. And if you really do love the person and feel like there's value there, then just kind of chip away at it one day by one day. Don't give up on your parents because they sure as hell probably won't give up on you.
Yeah, that's true. I would agree with that. Can't really top that answer. I think desensitization is the key here.
Desensitization is basically as you give the more and more of the stimulus, eventually someone is just like, okay, I get it. Like this makes sense. Okay, what's the next question, Sophia?
Next one is, how do I get my parents to come around to my way of thinking? And I think the person is referring to, like, being more open about dating. So I feel like, in my case, the reason that my parents were, like, a lot chiller than I thought they would be when I introduced a boy to them for the first time was because the other things in my life were going well. Like, I was doing well in school. I mentioned I was like, almost like about to get into med school. Like they trusted me and they knew that I had my life together. And like, I think however old you are, the way to ease your parents into being okay with something is to like, let them know that you're on top of things and that you can handle life and that they don't have to worry about you. I think if you can show that you have your priorities straight, it's definitely easier to have them be more lenient about things or like to try and get them to come around because they'll trust you more, I think.
I agree with that. That's the biggest thing that I feel like my parents have kind of shown me where I had my birthday recently and they told me like, we don't really have anything to even tell you at this point. Like whatever you've done has shown us that you make good decisions. Mm-hmm. And so at this point, I know that even if I make a decision that they see very, very badly, I feel like I can be like, I'm the same guy. I'm the same son that you raised. I still did all of the same things before. And even though you may not agree with this decision, here's why I did it. And I hope that you can understand.
I think that's the key to like getting more freedom, right? Mm-hmm. From like Desi parents is just like, you have to show that they don't need to worry about you.
Exactly.
So that would be my recommendation. I think that's our episode.
We're running out of time.
Yeah. So I think if you guys enjoyed this and you want us to continue, please, please rate, review, and subscribe.
Positively.
Yes, of course. Only 5 stars. Don't be stingy. And most importantly, share this with your friends. Screenshot it. Share it on Instagram story. Like, you guys are our marketing department. So we need you to share this if you want us to continue.
The word of mouth advertising goes far more than any other means of advertising. So the more you guys share, the more it means to us. Reach out to us, of course. Send us questions, because the more questions you send, the more what-ifs we have for future episodes. And I think that pretty much sums everything up.
Yeah, that's it. We'll see you next episode. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thanks for watching.
Or listening.
Bye.